From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. On Monday night, Hurricane Iris hit the Atlantic coast of Belize. The winds destroyed the homes of some 13,000 people. Iris then moved west across Guatemala and in one night wiped out the region's banana crop, a cornerstone of the economy. Despite its strength, Hurricane Iris took few victims, but the 18 people now confirmed dead were all on the same scuba expedition from the Dive Club of Richmond, Virginia. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
They'd planned this trip for a year, a whole week on a luxury boat, diving all day, hanging out all night. 30 members of the Richmond Dive Club chartered two yachts, the Wave Dancer and the Aggressor, setting out from Belize City on Saturday night. They spent most of Sunday underwater, seeing reefs and fish.
People dream about this. This is what they dream of doing.
Steve Glenn would have gone if he'd had the money. He says every diver would have taken this trip.
You get three great meals, you go diving where nobody else goes, and you're out on the ocean all by yourself at night. It's just gorgeous. This is what dreams are made of. And something like this is just never happened before, and we don't know what to do about it.
By Monday morning, they'd heard the warnings of Hurricane Iris and motored 2 miles up the Monkey River to take shelter. They tied the boats to a concrete slip and went to bed to wait out the storm. Survivors say it was about 11 o'clock Monday night. An 18-foot wave surging upriver from the coast lifted the Wave Dancer and smashed it onto the dock. The boat fell to pieces back into the water. 15 members of the Richmond Dive Club died. Two are still missing, and at least one member of the charter crew died. Last night, the rest of the dive club gathered at their regular meeting place, La Siesta Mexican Restaurant in suburban Richmond. The club is young but big and active. More than 120 members meet monthly to plan trips and talk about diving. They do volunteer service projects and preach diving as a way to build friendship and community. Tricia Goodman is the dive club secretary.
Divers are some of the best people in the world. There's several times that I've been on dive trips where people will leave their $1,200 wetsuit just sitting around anywhere because they know that no diver is going to come along and take it.
Everyone here mentions trust when they talk about their lost friends. Scuba divers always go in pairs, each responsible for the other's safety. Dave Maragliana manages a Richmond dive shop. He says in an emergency, any diver would share their air tank with their buddy.
You know, if anything goes wrong, the man standing next to me is going to be my lifeline, or I'm going to be his. So we have a trust. I trust him with my kids. I trust him with my life. I trust him with everything I own, you know, and that's the way it is. Everybody in this dive club or this dive family has that trust.
Among the dead was dive club president Glenn Prilliman. He started the club to look for more dive partners, and Judy Lansing says Prilliman was a clown.
Glenn's just always full of jokes, always doing something, always coming out with something to make you laugh. He was full of junk, funny junk, always.
What people remember most about Prilliman was a set of fake, gnarly teeth he wore to meetings and dive conventions. Deborah Anderson and other friends say Prilliman set the mood for the club.
We had a lot of play together and a lot of trusting. That it's just, I can't imagine that they're gone.
Oh, no.
Glenn was just on a trip where they stole his fins. He left him underwater without fins. It was a big thing. They made this big videotape. Two of the guys playing, we're going to steal Glenn's fins, and they stole his fins underwater. So he had to try to get on board without fins, which is so hard to do.
The American Red Cross has grief counselors working with the Richmond Dive Club. In the coming days, families will be arranging to have the bodies of the dead flown home. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Richmond, Virginia.